And we have this final hour of the show this Friday dedicated to just not listening to the music alone, but also finding out more about our guest, Casper Nyovest. So he'll be performing, but we'll also be in conversation with him. He is a man on a mission with big dreams. He started off with Fill Up the Dome. Then he went on to Fill Up Orlando Stadium. And then come the 2nd of December, his ambition is to fill up FNB Stadium. We'll be chatting to him in a short while. We're kickstarting with some music. We'll take your calls. The lines are open to you on 011-883-0702. And of course, you can watch his performance live on Facebook. Go onto the 702 page and watch it all happen in studio.
It's Friday, and that means it's 702 Unplugged.
So nervous, I almost said good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Those don't know me, I go by the name of Casper Nyovest. This one's titled Destiny. Shout out to the legendary Malaika for allowing us to use the song. Yeah, yeah. It goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Tell me if you can imagine. Don't you dare resist the power, 'cause love will take you higher, baby. So can you feel the magic? Tell me, magic. Don't you dare resist, don't you dare resist, 'cause love will take you higher, baby. Said, can you feel the magic? Tell me if you can imagine. 'Cause love, don't you dare resist. Love will take you higher, baby.
And high five to the team. Casper, come over here. There's so much that people are already saying on the Facebook page. Lerato says, Mr. Philip. Eh?
Abuti Philip.
Abuti Philip.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There we go. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's the song that you did with Gaupele.
Yeah.
Gaupele, as people say. Beautiful collaboration.
Thank you.
So how did it come about?
She was in the country, and it's funny because I've always wanted to work with her, and the intro to my album was written to one of her songs.
Ah.
So one of my friends was like, yo, do you know Gaupele is my cousin? I'm like, yo, it's crazy. I really want to work with her. And she was in the country. She was coming to Joburg the next day.
Yeah.
So then she came to Johannesburg, and she wanted to do something obviously African so that she could, you know, connect with her South African friends, because, I mean, fans, because she lives in LA. Mm. So I thought, I didn't want to do something very typical. So I thought of using a very classic South African song, but
sure,
also make it, you know, blend it with what I was doing. So we chose the Destiny song, which is a song that was very close to my heart. So I don't like touching classics, but I think that we did it beautifully.
And you did. You did. Absolutely. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
But now people are saying, why is he looking at the lyrics on the phone? And I asked you the same thing before we started.
This is out of my whole catalog. This is the one song I can't get in my mind. And yeah, I don't know why. I think it's because it's so close to my heart. It's a true story. So I get lost in the lyrics and I start thinking about the things that I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
And then I forget that I'm actually supposed to be performing a song.
Uh-oh.
So it's very difficult.
So it takes you to whatever was going on when you wrote those lyrics.
Yeah. So how we made the song was, the first half of the song, I was still with this girl, and it was supposed to be just a beautiful song about how, you know, I was in love with this girl, and it's secretly in love with this girl, and then she broke up with me and left me for another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the song had to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally played her the first verse, like, it's crazy that you're leaving me in the middle of this creation. And she like, you can still finish it. But I'm like, I need to be honest on the song. So then I told the whole story, and then, yeah, we broke up, and then, yeah. It's a beautiful song.
But your heart is healed, ne?
Yeah. I'm nice now, you know what I'm saying?
Now, we're looking forward to the 2nd of December. But before we even get there with this ambition, with this hope and this dream that you have, it's technically been about 4 years since the launch of your debut album.
Yeah, technically.
So it's
five.
If we include 2013.
Yes, yes.
And before that, of course, you were working to get to that level. But it's a meteoric rise. Can you believe all the things that have happened? You've got four albums so far. And you've just been on average one album a year.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you just went straight to the top.
It doesn't feel like that for me. I mean, I guess that's what people might think, but it's been uphill for me, you know, since the beginning, because I was in Joburg for 8 years before anything popped.
I
was in Joburg doing it every day. Like, I wasn't in Joburg at school I was in Joburg making music, trying to pop every single day for 8 years. So it didn't come that easy for me. So once it popped, I made sure that, you know, I got a hold of it and I'm going to milk it as much as I can and build a sustainable career. That's the other thing that people don't think about. You know, the fact that I'm still mentioned amongst, you know, top three, 5 years down the road. Like, you know, because South Africans only pay attention for 3 years. Then they get tired and they move on to the next person. So it doesn't feel like that for me. It's just really been uphill. I'm scared of falling off. So I just keep working hard. I've got a great team and we're always just working.
Yes, I think you have to guard against that, because when you get to a particular level, you get consumed by whether or not you can still achieve greater and bigger and better.
Uh-huh.
You know, there is this thing, this trapping of success, where you are fearful of becoming innovative or doing things differently because this is how far it's gotten you, and maybe we should just stick with it.
Yeah, I used to feel like that, maybe with my second album, but with my third album, with this album, I felt like I took a risk and say, yo, while these people are still listening to me and while there's still hype, while people are going to run to this album and criticize it, let me make an album that I love, an album that I'm proud of. Even if it doesn't sell, I'll still know that, you know, musically and the lyrics and the concept of the album was amazing. And funny enough, then it became my most well-received album. So I think as an artist, you really, you know, have to let go of fear and just keep trying new things and just be true to yourself.
Yeah, I said four albums and it's three.
I didn't want to correct you.
Ah, come on, you should have. You should have, actually. And what's this thing of naming the albums after your siblings? Tsholofelo was the first one. And then you had Refilwe, now it's Thuto.
I'm very family orientated. Like, even in my stories, documented how the reason why I named my first album Tsholofelo is because when I came to Joburg for like the last time, where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try this one more time. My little sister gave me like her carry money. She had $100. So I used that as transport money to come to Johannesburg. And I've always had that moment in mind saying, I need to make sure that that wasn't for granted. You know what I'm saying? I'm still paying for it now.
She never lets you forget.
Yeah, she's going to the John Legend concert. It's like, it's hectic.
Yeah.
So, but, and then I was like, you know, that's my series. Let me, and then the second album was self-titled. That was me. And that's the, can people switch off their phones?
You know, tell them.
And that's the sequence that we were born in. It's my little sister, then it's me, then Thuto is my elder sister. And the reason why I named it Thuto is because it's my most mature album. And my sister is very, very emotional. So this album is more emotional, it's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Yeah. But the only other sibling I have would be, my brother, my late brother. So my next album won't be named that. That'll probably be my last album.
Oh, so you're going to save it to that title for your last album, whenever that would be.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So that is thinking way into the future.
You have to. If I didn't, I was telling my manager today, we were speaking about how much money we're spending on this stage and how much money we've spent on stages.
Yeah.
Ever since Philip the Dome, up until this show, we've spent about 50 million on stages.
50?
Yeah, 15.
Oh, 1-5.
On three stages.
On the stage alone. On three stages. Yeah.
And we're like, man, we wish we had that money to ourselves. And I said to him, if we didn't spend that money, if we did not invest in ourselves, we would be performing at a club tomorrow for 10,000 rand. Because, you know, people wouldn't understand the value, you know, of booking Casper Nyovest or why he charges so much money.
How much do you charge?
It's a lot, but that's on the 2nd of December, I'm charging people $100 to come and see me at the stadium. So,
yes. Yeah, so only $100.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go to Teboho calling from Togoza. Teboho, hi.
Hello.
Shabuze. That laugh, I'm scared of what this guy's going to say.
Yo, Kespa.
Sure.
no,
thanks
for who change the game in a crazy way. Just keep on doing it, man.
Thank you, man.
We
I appreciate
truly
it.
Blessed to have you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. God bless.
On that lovely note from Tebogo, let's take a break. There'll be more music coming up after that, but we continue to speak to our Friday profile / 702 Unplugged performer, Casper Nyovest.
Yeah.
Welcome to 702 Unplugged.
And we're back with Casper Nyovest, originally hailing from Mafikeng. Mahikeng still goes there pretty regularly, even attends the legislature, whenever there is a sitting that's taking place for the province. So there's that connection. People are very proud of you in the Northwest.
Yeah. It's home.
Yeah.
And I love that place because as much as people can love me all over the world, I don't think they understand, you know, my story as much as Batubako Khai. Like, people know where, like, I'm from. Like, they know the house. They know my mom. They know the house. My grandmother used to sell cold drinks. So people literally know the inside of my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
So for them to walk in and see, like, a four-room and then see this kid standing on two Bentleys in Joburg, it's like, you know, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that my story means a lot to my people. So whenever I go home, it's just really overwhelming when I think about where I'm from and just the fact that I could dream that big.
Yeah.
Chilling Gudi Toba and Mukoning and think, you know, I could actually move the world. So I love the Northwest, my people. Yeah.
And you started young too. You were like, what, 12 or something when you started writing or rapping?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I don't remember when I started writing, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I started recording music when I was 11, 12. And by the age of 16, I already knew that I wanted to do it for the rest of my life.
To the point where you decided enough with high school after you failed, moved to Potchefstroom for that discipline and order and the grandmother's roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then you literally just said, this is it. I've made up my mind.
Yeah. And
Would you ever go back?
To
finish school and maybe even study further?
I don't
know.
I really live according to what I feel, you know. And if I ever felt like going back to school, I'd do it because then I'll have something that I would want to achieve. But at this present moment, I think my purpose is, you know, fulfilled by inspiring people in different ways, you know, and touching people's lives. And I think we're all different. And that's why I never tell people to look at my story and duplicate it. I just think, you know, you need to draw inspiration from my story and tell yours and live your life. You know what I'm saying? Because some people might try and copy me and fail. Some people might not copy me and live miserable. Like, you never know what's going to happen. So I feel like people should just live according to their own rules. And
well, one thing that you've managed to do really successfully is creating your, being the business. You are the business and creating
I'm
so
the
much
business. Yo, thank you, man.
So instead of waiting and sitting there, record labels to recognize what it is that you want to do, what your vision is, you started your own company, Family Tree.
Yes.
And I think that's what has been a huge differentiator. Would you say that that was the best thing that you did, especially in wealth creation?
Definitely. I think I was never going to be able to do half of the things I did because then I would have a team or a boss to bounce off ideas. Like, imagine going into, you know, a big record label that has been running for years and say, yo, I need $3 million to do the Dome. Mm-hmm. And they're like, $3 million? Are you crazy? How much money are you going to make back? And I'm like, we're going to lose all the money. And they're like, okay, that does not make business sense. But I'm like, no, we're investing into, you know, this and that. And it wouldn't have made sense. But now because I'm my own boss and I've got a team, now we're able to take the risks and lose the money. And we know that we're not doing it just for money. We're trying to build something that's bigger than, you know, just us. We're trying to leave the industry in a better place than we found it. So that's, you know, one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is that just like freedom and also being able to provide for the people that I came up with. You know, no one is a dictator of who my DJ should be or, you know what I'm saying? So I literally work with the people that I want to work
with. So your team are childhood friends or people, as you say, that you came up with?
Yes, all people that I've known for at least more than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least more than, like, my career, like, blossomed. And some of them, like, I've known for 15 years. you know, like like I've got members in my team that I've known for over 15 years. It's basically half of my life.
Yeah.
So nobody's new except my photographer. You know, we met him this year, but he was just too nice. We couldn't.
couldn't say no to him.
Yeah, we said, yo, we need this little guy, man. Yeah.
Let's go to Donald calling from Florida. Hi, Donald.
Hi.
Please switch off your radio. You want to chat to Casper?
Sure.
Is it Donald I deserve or Donald?
My brother, you've changed the game, and you know, you've shown the business side of music and the power of marketing. And my brother, keep it up, you know.
Thank you.
You're doing a fantastic work, and we'll be there on the 2nd to come and celebrate with you, and obviously to also contribute in ensuring that you build this brand up to make it the biggest in South Africa.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Not just South Africa, but the world, man. We're going for the world. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Donald,
Skaba
thank
emi,
you.
Sancha.
Yeah, that's what people are saying too. Skaba fachansi. Musiso. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. Chat to Casper.
Hey, yo, Casper, how are you, man?
I'm okay, brother. You?
I'm very good, man. I just wanted to say, man, you are an inspiration to a lot of us.
Wow.
Right? We look up to you in so many different levels. Look, you did not change the hip-hop game. You changed the music industry as a whole.
I don't want to lie.
As a guy from Ekasi, we look up to you and we are very grateful to you, for you. I just want to wish you luck for everything.
Thank you, man.
32nd December. Skaba Hemi.
Skaba Hemi, Sanja. Skaba Forgive.
Thanks a lot, Busiso. Here's one from Nemukula saying, we are busy in Venda organizing a bus to come to FNB Stadium just to support Mufasa. Saying that...
The Macheroni.
Yeah. Later on, coming back to say that... that you're a hustler on another level.
Thank you.
You inspire him every single day. 702 Unplugged. And we're back at 26 minutes to 3 o'clock. We'll be getting into some music in a short while. And Casper has agreed to do his most recent single, Baby Girl. The video dropped like, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
So what do you think of how women are depicted in music videos? Because your audience is largely young, so do you think you have a responsibility as well, not just in the depiction, but in your lyrics as well?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of responsibility. At the same time, I feel like artists need to express themselves the way they want to. Like, I'm not going to tell other people how to make music, you know what I'm saying? So, but I watch what I say, and I try and, you know, not to the typical. You know what I'm saying? And even if you watch my music videos, like most of my videos are not like girls, just like...
Baby Girl is out there.
Yeah, but that's like a dancehall tune.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes, Appleseed.
Yeah, that's why I shot it like that, you know, because as an artist, I respect people's art. So I couldn't just shoot, you know, a dancehall party without going to get Admiral and Jassid and going to get Teacher. Those are people who live there every week.
Mm.
So that's why I shot it like that. So, and we have fun with it. There's another version that people won't even see. That's actually more hectic than that, you know. So, but I try and run away from that because at the end of the day, like, I know how people, you know.
Mm.
And the other thing is, like, with shooting this video, I call so many of my female celebrity friends, like, yo, I want to shoot this video. They're like, music video? Just because of what they think, you know, it's going to look like.
Yes.
So, I
had to fly. Yeah, and it was star-studded. Ricky Rick is in it.
Yeah.
Somizi.
Yeah.
We're very good friends with.
Yeah, very, very good friends.
Yeah, saw you in his show as well. So there is this closeness.
He's got a new song that he dropped yesterday. You should check it out.
Somizi.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back into the music game. He was supposed to be here today as well, but we decided to afford you the full hour.
Thank you.
And we cancelled on your buddy.
Nah, I'm sure he understands.
Of course he will. So you say that you draw a lot of inspiration from Cartoon Network.
Yes.
So what kind, what is the inspiration? Just give me a sense of how it inspires you.
First of all, it's very colorful, you know, it's art altogether, you know, and my logo, the first one, Casper in Your Vest, was taken from the Cartoon Network logo. If you look at it, it had the same letters, like 7 at the bottom, 7 at the top, and I thought it was such a cool thing to play with. And Casper, the Friendly Ghost, you know, I saw it on Cartoon Network as well.
Yeah.
And also, I think animation is so genius. Like, you know, there's some animations where, like, you know, the characters don't talk, but the story grabs you so much. Like Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could watch Tom and Jerry for 14 years every single day, and they don't talk, and the same thing's going to happen. You know, the cat's chasing the mouse. It never, but it doesn't get boring. So I think it's very genius. Like, I think right now, cartoons right now don't have the same level of genius as, you know, when we were coming up. So I think Cartoon Network was an amazing network when we were coming up.
Yeah, I had to kind of correct myself because I'm thinking of when I was coming up, and I know that's a different era. There was already Cartoon Network when you were coming up. So let's get ready for the next song. We're going to take a break and then come back with a performance. You're doing Malome.
Yeah.
After the break.
Yeah. I want you to.
One. Gosh, how do you ensure that you keep surprising? That you keep bringing up these elements that will surprise your fans?
I'm a fan of music and I make sure that I stay a fan.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I could keep excited, because once I remain like the star, then, you know, it gets boring. Then I'm like, I don't even want to leave my house. I don't want no one to see me or whatever. So, like, I'm a fan of the music. So I try and make music with people that I grew up listening to, mm-hmm. people. And I always challenge myself. I'm always like, how would a Mahotela Queens and Casper song sound? And I don't want to go too far from what I do and also take them. So it's like a beautiful, you know, like clash of, you know, eras. Like even the song that I did with Sepultura, Superman, that's my father and my grandmother's favorite artist. So I did a song, wrote it about my father, and then I featured his favorite artist and kept it a secret from him until I had to drop the song. So I always try and, you know, think of other ways of making music, because I don't just see myself as just a rapper. I'm a musician. And, you know, my musical director, Ali, always tells me, like, you're such an amazing musician. Like, and I'm like, okay, maybe that means I'm not lying to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just keep challenging myself.
Yeah, and how does it feel? Because Refilo's already been, people call it a classic. They call it just timeless. Like, three albums down and already there's one that people deem to be the album.
Yeah. I think for me, Tutu is the most pressure I've ever gotten, because I've never had an album that's been loved so much immediately.
Mm.
You know, people are going back to Refuel and saying, actually, this was an amazing album. But like with Tutu, it's like immediate. Like it was the first time in my life I released a project and people are like, yeah, this is it. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess they're things that just come easier. The longer you do this, the more people follow you.
I think the more genuine you are as an artist, people can feel it.
Because
with this album, I really did not care. I thought, you know, if I had to be completely honest, I felt like there's a new breed of hip hop artists who've gotten in and people love them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to compete with them. I'm just going to make an album that I really love. Like, I really didn't care. Even if I sold one copy, I really wouldn't care, because I know that the album was such an amazing project. You know what I'm saying?
Let's take this quick call from Anele before we go back to the music. Anele?
Hello.
Hi.
Finally, a woman.
Okay, Anele, go ahead.
Kipeng, oh my gosh. You're my inspiration, Joe. Thing. One day I want to be a singer, and I'm obviously going to be a singer because one inspire.
I love that.
Like every word from your mouth is an inspiration.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so powerful.
And I love the fact that you said you start by saying you're going, then you change your mind and said, obviously. So it starts by you in your mind. You have to tell yourself and say, I'm already, actually, you can't say, I'm going to be a singer. You have to say, I am a singer. Even if you're 7, 6, doesn't matter how old you are. You are a singer. You are a president. You are an accountant. You're working towards it, but that's your purpose. So you just need to really believe it and work hard on it. You know, a lot of people want results, but they don't want to put in the work. So if you really want to sing, you need to be singing every single day and making sure that you improve every single day. And thank you so much for the compliments. I appreciate every single one of you calling in and saying so many great things about me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, look at him blushing. Let's get back to the music. There's Tito Mboweni and Baby Girl still to come. So we're doing Tito Mboweni?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So so there he is preparing. And make sure that you watch this performance live. You can do so on Facebook.
All right.
by going onto the 702 page, and I'm paying attention to your comments. Nkolokote says, "Big up King Mufasa. How are small businesses who wish to set up pop-ups at fill up FNB? How can we talk so that we are there to spread our brands at this historic event?" We'll get him to answer your question after his performance.
Welcome to 702. 702 Unplugged.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you stand in wherever you are. If you're in a car, you need to turn up right now. We go, yeah. I'ma get it any type of way. If it's real, then you say it to my face. I'm tired of saying, how the same never late. We do this for the yeah. Let's go. City shasha. Let's go. City shasha. Get on my way. It's Friday. Let's go, see the sha. Get on my way, whip them jeans. Get on my way, get on my way. See the sha. Sha. Yo, sha. Help me, y'all. I say, young rich. I made myself a boss, me a sin simmer. I said, you should see my life, it gets lit to us. I used to talk, and now I'm talking six figures. My boy, I'm G with this. So you should probably leave a girl if I'm seen with it. Oh, definitely turn the tip, yeah. I say, if you having fun, make some noise. Wherever you are, if you having fun, make some noise. Let's go. Say, if you having fun, make some. I need you to turn up. Yo. If you having fun, make some. Okay, alright, I'll tell you what you need when say I'm getting lit. My boy, I'm too late, get to quit. Well, we gon' take it to the tip. Oh boy, I said I'm a squad legit. So, now if you having fun, make some noise. If you having fun, make some noise. If you having fun, make some. On the 2nd of December, it's gonna be crazy. Get your tickets right now. Fill up F&B Stadium. Yeah. Squad.
Wow. Wow. You probably just became a beast right there.
It's a song.
It's like something happened to you. What happens to you?
It's a song, man.
Like there you were, like you were refill or your mother's son, so sweet.
And I was Mufasa. Yeah. Just tearing. Yeah.
And then this too legit to quit thing. It's like you have the song, and I'm thinking, okay, you loved MC Hammer at a point?
Yeah.
And what? Okay.
He actually loved this album. He loved Tudo. He was tweeting about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll talk about those plans. There was a question earlier on about how small businesses can be there as well.
Uh-huh.
Maybe pop-up food, merchandise, I don't know.
The thing about a stadium is that there's so many rules that we have no control over.
Okay.
It's not like you booked a hall and, you know, you allow people. So they have their own rules that we can't do. Even like the security company is booked by them. It's so many rules. So we kind of just book the venue. We get in there. We do what we're allowed to do. So
within
I don't know.
Those restrictions.
Yeah. So we, right? Yeah.
I see. So not possible at this particular venue.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They would have to ask F&B Stadium.
Oh, I see. So anybody interested?
They'd have to ask the stadium, not us. It's not
okay.
It's not up to us.
Got you. So last year when we filled up Soweto Stadium, you surprised a lot of people with the kind of lineup. So any ideas who's going to be opening this time around? What are some of the touches that you're including? Because you invested heavily. You talked about 15 million rand investment in that stage, the kind of screens, the kind of overall concert experience that people got.
Yeah. I don't want to mess it up, but it's
wanted to be a surprise.
It's Mufasa, you know what I'm saying? it's that's the theme of the show, Mufasa. Like, I don't want to mess it up for people, but it's the best show I've ever worked on in my life. Like the type of production that we're coming up with. Sometimes I just play it and I sit in the studio and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I can't wait for people to experience it because you know, what we've learned in the past 2 years is the reason why we're going to make such an amazing show. We've realized that it's not only about the songs or the stage or it's everything, how you set it up, you know, the lighting, you know, the costumes. It's just, it's truly, truly, like, in my opinion, it's not only the best show in Africa. It's going to be one of the best concerts people have ever seen in the world, period.
Which concert have you attended that you absolutely loved, that is right there, bar-wise?
I think seeing Kanye was crazy, just like from aesthetics. Like this.
Where?
At the Dome.
At the Dome, okay, a Castle Lights event. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I did the Dome, baby. You know what I'm saying? It was just another world. I had never seen anything like that in my life. And the type of effort that they put in building this stage they take you to so many different worlds and you inside
multimedia,
the Dome.
Multimedia.
Like there were 20 people who performed before Kanye. But when he got on, the whole venue kind of changed. And we were like in snow. We were in the mountains. You really felt like you were there, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, but in terms of energy, Travis Scott is like the most amazing artist I've ever seen. Like that was the first time in my life I was like, okay, he better than me. You know what I'm saying? In my whole life, I'm always watching people like, man, I could have smashed that. But Travis made me feel like, okay, like, you know, I got my, you know, behind handed over me.
Right. Like, I want us to have enough time to do this last song.
Yeah.
The Baby Girl.
Yeah.
Beautiful video.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Co-host.
Thank you. Yeah. She's amazing. Vanessa from Tanzania.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah. We don't have a lot of time, so I don't want to disappoint your fans because there's great anticipation about this.
Yeah.
So you
and we are at Zone 6 tonight for Ricky Riggs, so make sure you come support.
Awesome. Awesome. And you know this bromance has been going on for a while. So the 2nd of December, that's the big day. Casper wants you to come along. He's filled up the Dome. 20,000 people came through, sold out. Orlando Stadium, 40,000 seater capacity, sold out. This time around, FNB Stadium, 90,000 people need to show up. Only 100 rand at the gate. Here he is with Baby Girl.
Go get your tickets and
it's Friday, and that means it's 702 Unplugged.
So with this one, we're just going to vibe out, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice summer song. Fill up FNB Stadium, get your tickets. And it goes, there's some light. We say, baby girl, you give me joy and excitement. I promise I'll never do tighter. Even though I got a girl, you my side chick. I say, I call you my girl, never mind. I say, best of both worlds, you a hybrid. All your exes were a little short-sighted. Cause they never ever saw the right thing. That's why I buy you Dior, never Nike. You really changed my mindset. Cause I used to go for